And he said, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory for receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. I like how the Amplified says it. It says you rejoice with heavenly triumphant joy. So in other words, you rejoice like you're in heaven. Like you just made it to heaven. Amen. And you're rejoicing like I made it. Like heaven has come to earth in your life right now. That means you don't, like a microwave, you don't just cut your joy level down to one power. You maximize. One translation says maximum joy. Is your joy at a maximum? And as we're talking about today, explosive joy. That means it just bubbles up, breaks out of you, and just gets all over everybody else around you. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And what are you rejoicing over? At this moment, at this time and season, particularly, I want you to target your joy level and rejoicing over God's promise of protection. Because here's the premise, here's the principle. If you don't rejoice, you don't receive. If you stop rejoicing, you stop receiving. So here's some promises of God's protection. Psalms 27:1 says, the Lord is my light. It's personal, right? And my salvation, whom shall I what? Who are you going to fear? Now, everything's got a name. Now, we know the name of Jesus is above every other name. So COVID-19, coronavirus, has a name. But it's not higher than the name of Jesus. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into that name, and they are what? Safe. Praise God. You're safe. Everybody say, I'm safe. So whom shall I fear? The Lord is, not going to be, is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Woo, glory to God. The Passion Translation says, the Lord is my revelation light to guide me along the way. He is the source of my salvation to defend me. How often? Every day. I fear no one. Amen. I will never turn back and run from you, Lord. Surround and protect me. Somebody say, praise the Lord. All right, Psalms 46, 1 through 3. These are just some of the promises. It says, God is our refuge and what? Strength, a very present help. He's not an absent help, a present help. In what? In trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Everybody say, I will not fear. Even though the earth will remove, and though mountains be carried away in the midst of the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. That means think about that. Pause and have some think time about that. Meditate on that. Isaiah 41:10, Amplified Classic Version, says, fear not. It says, fear not. Everybody say, fear not. There is nothing to fear. Now, if God says there's nothing to fear, then what is it? There's nothing to fear. For I am with you. Amen. Don't look around you in terror and be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and harden you to difficulties. Everybody say, thank you, Lord, for strengthening me and hardening me to difficulty. See, when it gets difficult, when the traffic gets bad and the lines get long and the gas station lines get long and the grocery lines get long. Come on now. You get hardened to difficulties. You don't complain and you don't worry and you don't get sad and mad about it. Amen. And he said, yes, I will help you. Yes, I will hold you up and retain you with my victorious right hand of righteousness and justice. Look at what the Passion Translation says. Do not yield to fear. Everybody say, don't open the door. Turn to someone next to you and say, don't leave the door open to fear. Don't take 3 hours of CNN and those two stations, amen, and look at all the facts and get afraid of them. Amen. Don't keep the door open. Everybody say, don't keep the door open. He said, for I am always near. Never turn your gaze from me. Everybody said, don't look at the news. Look at the Lord. Amen. You look at the news just for information only. Amen. For I am your faithful God. I will infuse you with my strength and help you in every situation. I will hold you firmly with my victorious right hand. Now look at John 14:27. I'm just giving you a few. I mean, these are really fear not pills and protection pills. Amen. He says in Amplified, peace I leave with you, my own peace. Now who's talking? Jesus is. You know, Jesus wasn't moved and disturbed by anything. In the boat, in Mark chapter 4, when they were about afraid and getting ready to think that they were going to die and full of fear, Jesus said, peace be still. He rebuked the storms and the wind and the waves. Said, peace be still. In other words, he muzzled the situation. He said, my own peace, that kind of peace. He's the Prince of Peace. And I will give and bequeath to you. Not as the world gives, I give to you. Don't not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Listen to what he's saying. Stop allowing yourselves to be agitated and disturbed. And do not permit yourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. Everybody say, no fear. Aloud. In my mind, in my heart, and in my house. In Jesus' name. So by faith, we must rejoice in God's promises. And the Lord, our promiser and protector. Who's your protector? The Lord. Now let's look at one of the oldest books in the Bible. Job, before there was a Bible ever written, the Lord reminded Job of some things that are so powerful. Job 29:39-22, it says, he mocks at fear. Now, what are we supposed to do by faith to fear? Everybody say, mock at it. You mock at it. What is mockery? Mockery is laughter. It's a product of joy. That means you laugh in the face of fear and terror. He said, he mocks at fear and is not frightened, nor does he turn back from the sword. That means if an army's coming and it looks like they're getting ready to overwhelm you, you're not afraid, turn back from the sword. We don't retreat, we rejoice from fear. We don't retreat from fear, we rejoice in the face of fear. Somebody say glory to God. Now look at what Job 5:22 says. You shall laugh at what? Destruction and famine. And you shall not be afraid of the beast of the earth. And this virus is in some form and fashion, symbolically has become a beast. So we're not afraid of the beasts that's running rampant on the earth. Amen? So these are two direct instructions of faith to employ and act in the face of fear. Is everybody getting that? Friends, we must not only refuse to fear, but we also must resist it and replace it with faith. One big faith act and way is to laugh at all the impossibilities and rejoice in the Lord. Both laughing and rejoicing are big byproducts of joy. The joy of the Lord that's in our hearts. So as a part of our lifestyle of faith, friends, we first have to learn to rejoice in the Lord. Why? Because we have lively hope. Why? Because Jesus was raised from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus is in our hearts and spirits. Praise God. We rejoice in the Lord. Why? Because the joy of the Lord, joy and rejoicing, is a serious business of heaven. According to Andrew Murray, he said it one time. And doubt complains, worries, and is sad. But what faith does? Faith rejoices, gives thanks, and is glad. Secondly, we learn to operate in the joy of the Lord. So every day we want you to operate in joy. Everybody say operate in joy. That means you don't leave the house without rejoicing. You don't leave your place without rekindling and refreshing the joy of the Lord that's inside of you. Because you need the joy of Jesus. First, the way you the affecting the way you receive the word and receive it with joy. Like look at Psalms 119:162. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. So every day when you look at these protecting promises, you receive them by rejoicing in them. You get excited and get thrilled with the word. And the word that you get thrilled with works for you. You put it to work for you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't have to fear because you said you're near me. I thank you that you're strengthening me and hardening me to difficulties during this dilemma and this pandemic situation. See, when you laugh by faith at impossibilities because of your victory that's in Christ Jesus, in the fact that you're redeemed by the blood of Jesus, and that the truth is that the battle is the Lord's and the victory is yours, you neutralize and you diffuse the fear and the threat environment. You neutralize and diffuse the fear and the threat environment. You show God great respect for when you laugh in the face of impossibilities. Now let's all practice. Everybody say, ha, ha, ha. And as we said before, you and I require a continual refilling, just like your cars with gas. Your spirit needs to be refilled with joy. You need to refuel, so to speak. Everyone acts differently when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, because the Spirit of God will bring the joy of the Lord to a maximum level in your life. Now, Nehemiah 8:10 in the Message translation says it this way. The day is holy unto the Lord. Don't feel bad. Everybody say, don't feel bad. The joy of God is your strength. Everybody say, the joy of God is my strength. Now, what's the big deal, Pastor? If you have no joy, you have no strength. And if you have no strength, you can't resist sin, sickness, Satan, sorrow, and shame. And if you can't resist those things, you don't win. So when that sickness is running around your office, or you're in the hospital visiting somebody and you're afraid all this sickness is around me, if you have no joy, everybody say it with me, if I have no joy, I have no strength. And if I have no strength, I cannot resist. So you have to resist the devil. See, sin, sickness, Satan, shame, sorrow are synonymous. Sorrow's fear-based. All of this is fear-based. Sin is fear-based. Come on, sickness is fear-dependent. Yeah. Amen. You have to resist sickness just like you have to resist sin. Amen. And you have to put up your resistance level. The joy is your resistor. Amen. Amen. Because you're rejoicing. You're giving that joy level up high. So your spiritual immunity can resist and expel disease. Expel depression and discouragement. Expel, come on now, hallelujah, the things, demons that are trying to tempt you to yield to fear and get in the flesh. It's good preaching this morning. See, you can rejoice in the Lord and take his strength, which is his joy. So it's important to start with joy and end with joy and give God respect, run our respective race as he set before us. As we said before, supernatural joy and strength will give you staying power when everything around you is falling apart. Everybody say, I need staying power. Look at what it says in Amplified. And be not grieved and depressed. Nehemiah 8:10. The second half of the verse, for the joy of the Lord is your strength and stronghold. Isn't that good? So you're in the bathroom, before you brush your teeth, you say, the joy of the Lord is my strength and stronghold. See, you don't feel your way into joy. You faith your way into joy. Come on now. And the way you do it by faith is you rejoice in the Lord. You rekindle, restart, refill that joy. Hallelujah. See, you look a lot better when you're happy and joyful. Being full of joy gives you both a facelift and a faith lift. You're not looking like you belong to the first church of the frozen chosen. You're not looking like you just got a whole bunch of lemons, sour lemons and prunes in your mouth. Praise God. Hallelujah. It gives you a facelift. That means you smile and you're glad. And then it gives you a faith lift. Psalm 16:11 says it. You will show me the way of life. Being with you is to be full of joy. Everybody say full of joy. So you got to be full of joy. In your right hand there are happiness. There is happiness forever. Look at Psalms 5:11. Psalms 5:11. It says, "Let all those who take refuge and put their trust in you rejoice." Everybody say that's us. So you take refuge in God and you put your trust in the Lord, you're supposed to rejoice. That's not a suggestion. Let them ever sing and shout what? For joy. Sometimes you have to shout when you don't feel nothing. But what are you shouting for joy? Because you make a covering over them and defend them. Let all those who love your name be joyful in you and be in high spirits. Everybody say that's us. See, doubt complains. It gets worried. It gets sad. Talking about I can't remember how many emails, I can't probably count them, from every bank, every business that we connected to. Everybody's putting out their statement. And it's kind of fear-laden a lot of times. But we don't have to be in fear. Praise the Lord. Faith rejoices, gives thanks, and is glad. This is another opportunity for God to show out, and the whole earth will know that God is God and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. See, the devil doesn't like getting laughed at because he's not used to it. He's a dominator. He's a dictator. He's a meanie. He loves to kill, steal, and throw. He loves people to bow the knee and succumb to his fearful tactics. And so he usually brings fear and threats to most Christians, cower down and get afraid and sad and sorrowful. But the Holy Spirit will prompt you to laugh by faith at the impossibility the devil brings you. Everybody say it with me again. Ha, ha, ha. So you laugh, the laugh of faith. You're rejoicing in the face of your enemies, fear, attacks, and threats. Hallelujah, literally diffuse that threat environment over your life. See, when you laugh by faith at impossibilities because of your victory that's in Jesus Christ and that you're redeemed by the blood and the battles of the Lord, you neutralize and diffuse that fear. Again, as we said. Amen. Now, here's a quote from Martin Luther on faith. He said, "The heart overflows with gladness and leaps and dances for joy." This is Martin Luther, way back then. "It is found in God. In the experience, the Holy Spirit is active and taught us in a flash of a moment the deep secret of joy. You will have as much joy and laughter in life as you have faith in God." The Bible says in Psalms 102, we are to serve the Lord with gladness. The Bible, in the Message, it says, "On your feet now, applaud God, bring a gift of laughter." Did you bring a gift of laughter to church? Amen. "Sing yourselves into his presence." Romans 14:7 says this, "For the kingdom of God is not in what? Eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the what? Holy Spirit." Those three things is a threefold cord that cannot be broken. Righteousness, everybody say righteousness, peace. Now we're going to talk about that on Monday night and Tuesday night, how to keep your peace. But also joy. Everybody say joy in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Joy in the Holy Ghost. "For he who serves Christ in these things," what three things? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, "is acceptable to God and approved by men." You walk into that office, you walk into that doctor's appointment, and you got righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the kingdom of God. You bring the kingdom to the wherever you go. You're in HEB, you're in Walmart, you're in Target, you're wherever you're at. You're at the mall. Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, Philippians 4:4 says it this way in Amplified, rejoice in the Lord always. When? So you can be in a restaurant, and you might need to take a bathroom break just to go rejoice. Because they set you next to somebody that's coughing up and spitting up and blowing their nose crazy. And then you feel the temptations of fear trying to get in you. Come on now. But you got to know, well, I got righteousness, peace, joy, and you got to go stir up that joy. Amen. So, because without any joy, you have no what? Strength. And without any strength, you cannot what? Resist. And without resisting, the devil won't flee. And if the devil doesn't flee, you don't win. Rejoice in the Lord always. Amplified says, delight, gladden yourself in him. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Greek just means to be cheerful, to be glad, to joy, to rekindle or stir up the joy by rejoicing exceedingly. And rejoicing is one of the root words of rejoicing, or refilling your joy. You got to refill your joy every day. Now, how's your joy level this morning? Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, the Holy Spirit prompts us to rejoice so we can be filled with him. Why do you need to be filled with him? Well, just like your car burns gas, you burn spiritual energy. And you leak sometimes. Now, the biggest leaks are unforgiveness, fear, doubt. Come on now. Complaining. When you're complaining, you're draining your spirit. When you're complaining, you're draining your spirit. You're basically poking holes in your spiritual bag, so to speak, your spiritual gas tank. You're putting holes in it. But you need to be rejoicing, filling up that joy, operating on full. Amen? Because the Bible says that we read in our opening scripture that though we be in heaviness through every kind of trial, temptation, test, aggravation, every kind of trouble that's coming against us, he said, we love the Lord. We don't see him, but we love him, and we believe. Hallelujah. We start with believing. That's on one side of the bridge. And then we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Come on now. And then the other side of the bridge is receiving the end of your faith. Come on now, this end of your faith in protection and provision and peace. Come on now, your covenant of peace is the bridge between believing and receiving, which is rejoicing. Come on now, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Woo! Like your oil in your car, the oil of joy gets low, and you need change. You need oil change. You need a fresh supply. You need to be replenished and refilled. Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. And you might not act the same as other people. Rejoicing is a broad spectrum of both shouting, singing, come on now, speaking. Hallelujah. Somebody said dancing, running, and laughing. Amen. Sometimes the Bible says in Proverbs, a merry heart is good like what? Merriment, joy. That's joy stuff. Sometimes you need to laugh in the face of sickness, in the face of lying, nagging, and bugging symptoms that crawl on your body. You just laugh because it expels. Explosive joy expels diseases, depression. Some people get all worried and fresh and frustrated about the money getting hard and tight and my body feeling wrong and not right. Come on now. And you get all tight and tense, and you allow the enemy of your soul to come in and lodge his thoughts on your brain. And what he got you thinking his thoughts, you get depressed. That's fear. You let fear in. It's like you yell out in the house, who left the door open? all these mosquitoes got in. Well, the mosquitoes of the enemy come in and sting your brain. They get you not thinking right. You get stinking thinking. And stinking thinking is thinking doubt, disease, despair. I'm hopeless. I can't work. It ain't going to work anymore. You need to unloose that depression. The shackles of depression needs to get off of you. Now, I know there's some medical things and therapeutical things, but I'm talking about Holy Spirit therapy. Amen. The Holy Spirit psychology. Come on now. You can pay a couple hundred dollars to go see a psychologist. We're not going to be mad at you. We're going to love you still. Praise God. But I'm telling you, the Word of God says rejoice in the Lord. How? Always. And again, rejoice. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Everybody say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So here's what laughter does. It's the best medicine. Look at this. You take your medicine every day. Now, some of you, and no condemnation, some of us, you have to take pills. You know, you might take some medicine. You might want to even take, some of you take vitamin supplements to build up your immune system. That's wisdom. Do that as the Holy Spirit leads you. Praise the Lord. And of course, but also take this medicine. Look at Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart does good like what? But a broken spirit drives the bone. You can't afford to walk around with your spirit broken. The Bible says in Proverbs 18, the strong spirit of a man, amplified Bible, sustains him in body pain or trouble. What does sustain you? A strong spirit. How strong is your spirit? Remember, no joy, no strength. You can't have a strong spirit with no joy. A merry heart, what? Do a good like a man. Look at the Bible in basic. A glad heart makes a healthy body. Everybody say, take your medicine. Turn to your neighbor and just smile on real nice and say, would you take your medicine every day? Hallelujah. See, the Jerusalem Bible says a glad heart is excellent medicine. A spirit depressed wastes the bones away. A merry heart really does good like a medicine, and a broken spirit does make one sick. And you can just look at all the medical research on laughter. And some even said you got to have so many deep belly laughs a day. Because laughter improves your health, improves your immune system, fights disease, lowers your blood pressure, and fights heart disease. Everybody say, I need that. So you can rejoice in the Lord and take his strength, his joy. Amen. Now, laughter that comes from your spirit is targeted at the impossible situation. Because what did we learn from Job? At destruction and famine, thou shalt what? You just lean over your sofa or your couch, come on, or your love seat or your lazy boy chair. Just lean over and laugh. Now, we're not telling you to laugh from a fake laugh, but laugh from a faith laugh. That means they said they're about to take this, they're about to do this, they're about to have this. It just looked like it's not going to happen. But faith laughs at what? Impossibilities. That means you start laughing at the fact that the devil says you're not going to get healed, you're going to catch coronavirus, you're going to get this. You can't go outside. You got to stay in the dark room in your closet and closed up and quarantined away from everybody. Come on now. But you laugh at the devil in the face of his lies. Come on now, and of impossible situations, you start laughing at it. I didn't say feel laugh. I said faith laugh. And the scientist says your body can't tell between a fake laugh and a real laugh. Your body responds to laughter. And we're not telling you to fake laugh, F-A-K-E, but faith laugh. What are you laughing at? The devil says, you know, your family's going to be out there strung out, and they're going to open them door up to get taken out by the enemy. You just laugh at him. So laughter that comes from your spirit and is targeted at the apostles' sister will direct a flow of resurrection power that will give life to your physical body. At destruction, everybody said destruction. And famine, I'm supposed to laugh. Everybody said, I'm supposed to laugh in the face of fear. So you keep your faith going with laughter. Faith laughs at impossibilities. Now let's look at this scripture, and then we're going to close up with this. In Psalms 126, it says, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those that dream. Then our mouths was filled with what? The Lord will fill your mouth. And our tongue with what? Now, that's a good barometer to know that my faith is up and going when I'm laughing and when I'm singing. You ought to have a song. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, they weren't just filled with the Holy Spirit and kept their mouth closed. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak. And I always say, if you're not speaking, then you must have been leaking. If you're not speaking, then you must have been leaking. Your faith must have been leaking. He filled our mouths with singing. Then they said among themselves, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, so we are glad. Bring our captivity, O Lord, as the streams of south, and those that sow in tears will reap in what? Joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing precious seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. See that receiving again. Bring in the sheaves of the harvest. Rejoicing is a harvesting factor. Now, some of us think, well, wait a minute. You talking about finances here? Yes. But I'm talking about healing too. You have a harvest of health. You have a harvest of protection. How do you receive that? Rejoicing is the key to your receiving. Yet believing, we rejoice with what? Joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith. How would your life be if you rejoice even when you didn't see it, but yet you believed it? Rejoicing is a harvesting factor. I like how T.G. Jakes says, if we don't rejoice, the devil will think he's winning. See, Satan and demons are evil spirits. Sickness, diseases are a spirit, and they have spiritual root cause. In fact, if you look at the word viper in Acts chapter 28, verse 1 through 5, I'm not going to read it because of time. In Acts chapter 28, when they got off that storm and they were shipwrecked on the island called Malta, in the island of Malta, Paul's putting sticks over there, and then a viper comes out. The Bible calls it a viper came out and fastened his hands, and he shook it off and shook it in the fire. That's how you have to shake off. But see, you know the word viper is the same source root word as coronavirus. It's meant to sting people and poison people. But the Bible says in Psalms 91 that the pestilence, amen, you shall be delivered from the pestilence that walks around at noonday. Come on now. The disease of the night. So you've been delivered from pests. Come on now, from poisons and from pestilence in Jesus' name. And you rejoice and shake it off in the fire. Amen. That viper is not going to bite me. It's not going to sting me. That virus is not going to infect me. Somebody said, glory to God. Hallelujah. For God has not what? Given us the spirit of what? Fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Everybody say, I have the power, spirit of power, love, and sound mind. Hallelujah. Now, Isaiah 61, it says that the oil of joy is for the spirit of heaviness. You know, that's depression and discouragement coming up on you. But what is it? He said the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, the oil of joy is for mourning. That means you're grieving or acting like you're grieving, like you're losing or lost something. That's an act of grieving. But you need to just put some oil on. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Now let me close with this scripture because of time. And then I'll give you the last answers here. James 1:2 says, count it all joy. And that's an accounting term when you fall in to divers temptations. It didn't say if, it said when. So as an accountant that you're supposed to be, and mentally mark that as a cause to rejoice. He said, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith working, so what's on for trial again, your faith, work with patience, but let patience have, and that's not just putting up with it, and what, man, I'm tired of these lines, I'm tired of these grocery stores, I'm tired of them being out. Stop talking like that. Stop talking about what you're tired of, because you're leaking. You're complaining. Are you listening to me? Come on, talk faith. I count it all joy, knowing this is a trying of my faith. Work is patience. Patience is a word that means cheerful endurance. It didn't say endurance only, but it said cheerful endurance. That means we endure it cheerfully. You're in traffic, you're singing, you're laughing. Come on, you're in long lines at the grocery store, you're singing, you're laughing. Come on now. You're at the hospital, you're at the doctor's office, and there's a long wait, and people are coughing around it. You're singing, you're laughing. Come on now. You're getting ready to come out of the house and take your kids to school or whatever. You're singing, you're laughing. You're rejoicing. And you rejoice. Now, as we minister this word to you, I encourage you to yield to the Holy Spirit. Smith Wigglesworth said this, once as you yield to the Holy Spirit of the Lord, he has power over your intellect, over your heart, and over your voice. Everybody say, the Holy Spirit will have power over my intellect, my heart, and my voice. That means you have to yield to him. That means he's going, the more you yield, the more you drink, we said, the better you think. As you drink your fill of the Holy Spirit, you think better. The Holy Spirit has power to unveil Christ and project the vision of Christ upon the canvas of your mind, and then use your tongue to glorify and magnify him in a way that can never do apart from the Spirit's power. So, because friends, we are to, one, respond to fear with joy and laughter. We are to rejoice as a resistance to the enemy and a first response to the trials and trouble. And then we are to receive the oil of joy for any discouragement or depression that tries to come upon in and upon your soul. And all the disciples were continually filled throughout their souls with joy. And the Holy Spirit. Everybody say, that's me. Did you receive that today? Hallelujah. All right, stand up. Hallelujah. If you need the answers, I got the little sheet outline. Hallelujah. We're going to sing.